Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, family? Hey, just coming in the house right fast to do a little friendly reminder for y'all all out there. Hey, don't forget to go and check us out on our official homepage, our official website. That is culturefreedomradio.webs.com. One more time, that is culturefreedomradio.webs.com, the official homepage and website for Culture Freedom Radio. Hey, y'all, get on over there and check it out. Go out and check the blog page out. Go ahead and check the forum page out, the video blog. Man, go over there and just check it out. There's a variety of things that you can do right there on culturefreedomradio.webs.com. Oh, yes, it is, y'all. Hey, y'all, and y'all like to link up with us and stay in contact with us, y'all can check us out right there on Facebook at Culture Freedom on Facebook. That is Culture Freedom on Facebook. You can also catch us right there on the little Tweety Bird site. Yes, it is. Tweety Bird, I said it is. Yes, yes, yes. But it is Twitter, y'all. At Culture Freedom 9 on Twitter. Culture Freedom 9 right there on Twitter. You can also can link up with us right there on Google Plus. Google Plus it is, yeah. At Culture Freedom Radio. Culture Freedom Radio on Google Plus. Hey, y'all, we all over the place. We all over the place. But hey, wherever you can find us, find us. You can Google search us, man, at Culture Freedom Radio. And just look up wherever we are, the different links and variety of places that we are, that you can link up with us at, y'all. Hey, y'all, let's get this show started. Let's get ready to do this thing. Hey, Culture Freedom Radio is most definitely in the house. Y'all, the best in conscious talk radio. We are the information station.
Mind you get a squeeze. Oh, child, be less demanding.
option. Whoa. So I'm calling and all you conscious freedom fighters. We've got a mission to go in South Africa. Whoa. Gonna break down both the regime and all their schemes. Yeah. Smash down both the regime and all their schemes. Yeah. Bota. Ahoy. Bota. Ahoy. Bota.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, what's up family, what's up, what's up? Yeah, we're in the house once again, y'all, man. Culture Freedom is most definitely in the house on this Friday afternoon. Yeah, what it be like, y'all? What it be like out there in radio land, man? Peace to y'all, peace to y'all, man. In the house, in the house. Hotel, assalamu alaikum, man, Baragani. And what it be like, and what it ain't gonna be like. What's up, y'all? Hey, we're in the house, we're in the house with y'all. Delighted to be back on the air, y'all. Had to take a couple of days off. Man, refresh, just like the computer, man. Had to reboot, refresh, and, you know, hey, take a little time out, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Just deal with our own life sometime, you know, because, hey, we can get on these radios and talk about a lot of other issues that's going on in the community and throughout the world and stuff. But sometimes you just got to take time out to refresh and deal with your own things at home. Because you, this one thing about this stuff here, man, is teaching and just talking or whatever we call it, want to call it. You can't neglect your own family. You can't neglect your own self at the same time. So sometimes you got to sit back and analyze and do your own thing here also. So, hey, that's what we have to do, y'all, because, hey, we brothers on here, and we are family men. You know, we have sons and daughters. We have mothers, aunts, wives, and all of that good stuff that we have to take care of, make sure everybody else is they're stable as well as trying to put this information out. So, hey, that's what we got to do sometime right here at Culture Freedom Radio. Just take time out to think about our family as well as y'all out there as our extended family. You know what I mean? Hey, y'all. But anyway, oh man, tonight, man, another interesting topic of conversation. Y'all know we can come up with some real interesting topics sometime. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it's much needed, brother. Sister Teresa said it. Our sister, not brother, but Sister Teresa said in the chat room, this is a much needed topic of conversation. Yes, it is. And we thank our magnificent sisters for always being here with us. And just seeing these sisters to be in the chat room with us, man, they give us the energy to do what we do and make us go in, because the sister energy, brothers always talk about the feminine energy and all of this. So we know our sisters are right here with us. Man, it always make us go in, because the sisters be in the chat room chopping it up, man, giving us that info so we can feed off of, and, man, just go in hard like we do, y'all. Hey, y'all, want to go in and check it out? Come on over here to Blog Talk Radio, man, and check out Culture Freedom Radio. Get in that chat room, y'all. Throw in that information and share with the family. Other than that, y'all can listen in on keep continuing listening through your various devices, whether it's your laptop, your cell phone, whatever. However you listen in, we appreciate it. We don't mind it. But tonight's topic of conversation, y'all, is check this one out. Y'all know how we do these topic of conversation. We always got a question. We always want to know something, don't we? Right here at Culture Freedom Radio. Check this out. Just what the hell is this thing called the conscious community, y'all? Y'all heard that before? I know y'all have. I asked that damn question. But check this out. Just what the hell is this thing called a conscious community? What is it? Check this out. Let me see. What the hell did I put in this description for this show? Check this out. Just what is the conscious community? Is it a fraternity or a sorority? Is it a deep thinking group tank? Is it? That's what it is, y'all. Is there... any laws and rules in the conscious community? Do they have any bylaws and stuff like that? Don't do this, don't do this. Do they got any laws and bylaws in this thing called a conscious community? I don't know. And the most important part is, how do you join? How do you become a member of this thing called a conscious community? What can I get an out? Well, You know, I don't know. I guess we supposed to have been in it, but I don't think. Culture Freedom ain't in that shit. We ain't in this thing called Country Community. Not this one here. Not that new shit we see out here. Not that new age shit. But anyway, how do you join? How do you become a member of the thing called the Country Community? Where can I pick up an application to pass out to somebody who just want to get into this thing? I don't really know what it is anyway. But and once you become a member, are there any standards that one must go by when you join this thing called the Conscious Community? Are there any standards and are there any, you know what I'm saying, damn, I can't even get the damn word out. Code of Ethnics, I guess that's how they pronounce it. And when you join this thing called the Conscious Community, you know what I'm saying? And here's the thing, and I know Brother Anthony, we're going to have Brother Anthony go in on this one right here and break this thing down. Where did the term Conscious Community even come from? Oh, Anthony read it for that one. I know. I just seen him smile on that one right there. Where did the term Conscious Community even come from in the first place? So this is what we're going to be talking about right here tonight, y'all, right here on Culture Freedom Radio. Man, just what the hell is this thing called the Conscious Community? Let's get into it, y'all. Hey, y'all know this show is hosted by none other than y'all, brother. That is Brother Eric, man, calling out of that sunny side of the United States of America. Y'all know him, man. Brother Eric in the house. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we got our brother in the house, y'all. Brother Anthony Ill being in the house, going to do his thing up in here. Y'all know what I mean. Hey, and I am y'all brother Sunray 9. Hey, we are y'all hosts right here, Culture Freedom Radio. Hey, with that said, y'all, let's get it going, y'all. Peace to you, Brother Eric. How you doing, black man?
Oh, PC, man. Sorry, bro. I almost forgot to call in. I had to text you. I lost track of time. I was researching something that Warren Marsh had said, and I got caught up in it. You know what I'm saying? I got caught up into the rapture. We need to declare all of ourselves more. We're all more. I got caught up in that. We're all Moors, and we need to declare ourselves Moors. I got caught up into that shit, and I almost forgot to call in, bro.
God.
But anyway, the Conscious Community, and that's my bad. I just want to let the people know in the chat room, the family know. I say y'all much love. I appreciate it. I just can't type. I can't respond in the chat room for some reason right now. But I'm going to try to fix that up because I got a lot of stuff. I got to say stuff on vocally and what is that, literally? I don't know. Handwritten shit? Well, that ain't really handwritten. It's type, but vocally and verbally shit. God damn it. But, some race, Conscious Community, bruh. Like you said, what is it? What is it not? That's a spur off Wesley Muhammad's book. The Conscious Community. What is it? What is it not? Remember that book?
Yes, sir.
About Master Farah Muhammad. What is he? What is he not? But anyway, doing some research on, Conscious Community, it'll bring up issues pertaining to Africa and their struggle for liberation. There's a lot of discrepancy about that, y'all, and because it basically was taking place during the same time we were fighting for our liberation. So they're talking about like in the 1960s and 70s. But see, here in over here in the United States, we didn't necessarily call it conscious. I guess we didn't have that banner up there. But for some reason or another, they're saying that Africa holds the marquee on this. And there's a lot of disputes about that, you know. And there's some quirky information here and there. But it's something that came up out of a whirlwind, if you just really think about it. The Conscious Community is like a splinter group from all different kind of groups. But really, what is this shit there? You know what I'm saying? What is this shit? In some way, are we even monitoring how this shit is growing? I'd have to say no. We're just watching this motherfucker grow wild like a son of a bitch. We're trying to trim leaves and shit, but this shit motherfucker is festering. You know, it's running rampant. Look at it. The only reason we're talking about it and focusing on it so much because look how wild it's germinating wild and shit. Motherfuckers going out of control. That white man got his hand in that stone pit somewhere. He manipulating something. At the end of this conversation, we're going to come down to probably blaming ourselves, but then again, we're going to have to look at that beast. Because I think a lot of times, Sunray, I may be, you know, a little off kilter on what I'm, on how I'm trying to call it, but just check what I'm saying. When we come down to these last 30 minutes or so, let's ask ourselves, behind all this shit, do you think that there's a bigger hand in all this? Is it a possibility, or we just that fucked up? But we're going to get to that point. That's going to be that crescendo climax ending when we go off the air. But anyway, let's bring in our brother Anthony L. to the house.
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, bro.
One love to the family. Y'all better quit reading my mind, man, taking myself. I don't have no material. All my shit. I was laughing when you said that. I'm like, damn, is we that damn connected? We are a little community. But yeah. I'm just gonna jump in on where y'all came from. I'm gonna give a historical breakdown based on my opinion when I was introduced to it. And maybe, you know, it may coincide with both of you brothers as well. And we can go from there. Sunray was saying, like what you were saying, Eric, it's a splendor group. And I'm going to open the conversation up like this. We'll start like, you had everybody that was in different religious sects. You know, most people were Christian. And then we can get into the psychology of it, you know, later on if y'all want to break it down. We all just give our viewpoints on the psychology of the madness, because that's what it is, fucking madness. Like you said, branches just growing everywhere. But you had your black liberations, you know, with our parents and things of that nature. Then it came down to us. And a lot of us was introduced to it through hip hop, you know, your Public Enemies and all that, and it picked up its momentum on like college campuses, and then it spread out into the urban areas had it. Then it was taken to the college campuses, then, you know, going back and forth, ping ponging back and forth, that we were trying to find our way. So you had the biggest group that was more influential when it came to getting knowledge itself was the Nation of Islam under Farrakhan. He was waking up because most people were waking up either under Farrakhan. Then when you look at the brothers in New York, it was either Farrakhan or the 5% Nation. So that was your two bases of consciousness. Then you had people that were just into, like, the Hebrew Israelites. You had people into the Ansar community, Christianity, spirituality groups and stuff like that, but they really didn't have like a main platform at that time, you know. But they were around, and they were, you know, building up momentum. But the Nation of Islam stuck out more so, and the 5% Nation stuck out more so as where people was going to get away from Christianity or to find something different or to find themselves. Then you also had the alternative, which was the Afrocentric movement. Like you were saying, the Afrocentric movement, you said it went back all the way to what, the 60s?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so
in
you
Africa,
had, you always,
though. That's in Africa, though.
Okay,
but
I'm saying, well, that's just then like the last remnants of the Garveyite movement, because the Garveyite movement was still there too. But then you had what you call the Afrocentric movement that was being developed, and that was being, so when you was talking about the European hands in it, we already did a show. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. When did the African movement come about? That was the late 70s, right?
That was the late 70s coming into the 80s, which was called ASCAP.
Probably like 75, right? I don't know. Somewhere around there.
It was like in the late 70s, because you had the Panthers. They didn't really get rid of the Panthers and the philosophy and the Panthers, they didn't get rid of them until like in the early 80s. That's when you seen the crack epidemic come along, the gang epidemic, to really like curtail that.
Yeah.
So then you had on the college campuses, you had ASCAP and all them. I think ASCAP was coming along in the 80s, picking up momentum, which was your bourgeoisies being the say-sos of African culture and blah 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 blah, but
who
had that radical,
who
had the radical faction. ASCAP. That's the African. Hold on, let me not forget. The black, let me pull
it
up.
It was over here? I'm looking at it. It was over here?
The African,
African.
Ace Hillier and all of them was a part of that.
Ace Hillier.
Asa Hilliard, all your black intellectuals formed that.
Okay. Oh, I'm looking them up right now.
Let me go look at that. But anyway, you had that Afrocentric shit that was taking momentum. And at that time, Louis Farrakhan had already got on the scene, and you still had the radicalism with Public Enemy pumping Louis Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam, the Gods and Earths, and all them. And that there had, you know, front stage to everything. And this was waking people up. And it was bringing back the focus on how the white man was the devil, all the shit that he was doing. People was trying to, you know, change their lives, get up out of Christianity, change their diet, change their way of thinking. You know, brothers started getting into different types, you know, trying to do for self. At that time, Farrakhan was really resurrecting what Elijah Muhammad was talking about. And it draws people, he was pulling people in by the droves. So then you had what you call the Afrocentric movement that came in, but it couldn't compete at that time yet. So around the 90s, well, Bobby Hemmett and Phil Valentine, they were doing the Gathering of the Masters. They was then introducing what you would call the metaphysics and the African spirituality, as far as like the Budum, Santeria, the Obia, and all of this type of stuff. They were introducing all that. And Khalid was against that. You can go and listen to the tape.
Yeah. I just had to interrupt you, Brett.
Go ahead,
They're dropping it in the chat room. Y'all quit typing so fast. I'm trying to write it down so we can get back to it. Go ahead. I had to interrupt to tell them, bro, they up here dropping shit, and I want to touch on it, and they're going fast in the motherfucker. Okay, go ahead, bro. I ain't going to cut you no more.
Oh, okay, but if they got something, we can deal with it. But anyway.
No, continue. Go ahead. I just wanted to tell them to hold on so I can write this shit down. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm just giving a brief synopsis. There's more to it than this. But anyway, they was doing the gathering of the masses. Masks. And Phil Valentine started at his house, and then some brother came, and they brought it to Atlanta, and blah, 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 blah. Then they said Khalid came down there to try to shut it down. This is just, you know, what they say. I don't know. I wasn't there. So I ain't going to, you know, say what it was. But then started seeing, because Phil Valentine, this is what he said. And I'm just saying what he said. He said from what he did with the gathering of the masters, the birth of the conscious community came out of that. So the conscious community was supposed to be like everybody from different schools of thought come together under one banner. And it was supposed to be, I guess, this place where all of these people had a different ideologies, but they can come together and work together, build. But I never seen, like somebody say, I can go to him. What's the rules? What's the protocols or whatever? What was the criteria of it? They were supposed to have this, I guess, community or paradise where all of them can coexist together under different philosophies but come together under one common ground. But now... I'm going to leave it right there now for now, and then we can go to whatever they talk about, then we can pick it apart. But that's from what I've gathered from my research and based upon the people who said they were involved in creating all this. But it kind of gave everybody a way to have a platform for whatever, like I say, school of thought or whatever they wanted to do, but we all can coexist together within this community. And y'all know how this shit turned out, so we can pick that apart in a minute. But that's just based on what I gathered, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
So Bobby Hammett and Phil Valentine and Daoud and all of, they allegedly take credit for inspiring what you have now called the so-called conscious community. And then, you know, people from all schools of thought started getting in it, blah, 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 and we on this level, you know where it's at now. But you can go ahead, and we can deal with some questions or what.
So, I'm right. I just
wanted
to add on my tidbit about community. You know, we say conscious community, and we meet, I would say, 30% of what community means. We represent 30% of that definition of community. I didn't even look up conscious because they know we should all know what conscious means. And then again, I don't know who's conscious and who's not.
When you finish, bro, I'll read the definition when you finish, bro. My bad. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. But, community, we don't even fucking meet the criteria of the definition.
That's what
we can measure that part, but we can't measure. Well, we could so-called measure, but that's like you judging somebody, so to speak. You can kind of measure the amount of consciousness we have in the community. Then again, you'd probably be accused of judging based on your own biased opinions.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want to get to later on.
So, Summary, go ahead, bro. Read that goddamn definition. Before you read it, bro, let's not forget to go into that shit in the chat room now.
Yeah. Yeah, because they made some key points, too. Yeah, since we're dealing with two, words, conscious and community. First up, what you talk about, Brother Eric, is conscious. Let me see what I'm reading from first. I'm reading from Webster's New Riverside Dictionary, Death Dictionary. Old Webster's. Okay, anyway, conscious. It says aware of one's own existence, sensation, and environment, capable of thought, will, or perception. Awake, says conscious is. Let's see, then community. Here we go. A group of people residing in the same region under the same government. The region in which they reside. Class or group with common interests, likeness or identity. Society in general. That what conscious and community represents. That's what it stands for. But our first part of consciousness, though, when we say conscious, aware of one's own existence.
Yeah, to be alive. To be alive. To know who you are.
So, this conscious community, huh? That's what it is, huh? Yeah. And then y'all can also do and go and look up the origins of the word, and it'll give you a more in-depth breakdown, or they call the etymology of the word. Look that up, and it'll give you a more in-depth breakdown on just what I just read from Webster's. You know, I read it some earlier, but it's too lengthy to read on there.
And in summary,
yes, sir.
I did a research on conscious community. I didn't find anything really relative to us going back at any time. It's just about this time that we have now and then. It's like if you search it, you're not going to really find anything going back to the
60s. I get it up now.
You'll find some similar topics, but you won't find nothing that says conscious, black conscious community. But when you do that, you'll see South Africa, which was doing it in the 60s. Which leads me to believe that they catered on down to the United States at some point in time later on when they saw that we was getting conscious and being about our black power. You know, they waited for about 10 years and said, we're going to come over there and try to get and make some loot.
Right. You on some.
But, you know, I'm just hitting you with it. You know, think about it. And do the math on that motherfucker. Don't tell me all knowledge ain't good. I read the editor's notes and people comment on Wikipedia and shit, but I still get something out that motherfucker. Can I get an amen in this bitch?
Yes,
I guess not. I guess not. But anyway, y'all, the sisters was talking about, I wish they called in, cause it's kind of hard for me to try to remember what they're saying. Let me just scroll back up.
I got one question. I'll see if you can call in right quick
and just elaborate. I really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure. But anyway, since we're stipulating Pan-Africanism, and they was going into that as dealing with, I'm trying to put it together, but I can't remember, as a form of like conscious community type thing, how Pan-Africanism came into play. And about what year would you say that came to about? Or when did you notice the Pan-Africanism movement over here? I would have to say the 80s. Well, shit,
right.
I didn't come into consciousness till the 90s, so shit. If I didn't come to the consciousness till the 90s, well, shit, I might not be right just going back on it, because shit, it was probably going on and I was dead in the motherfucker. So I would say 80s, late 75. Going up the top of the dome.
Lastly,
life.
I actually got it pulled up on Encyclopedia Britannica, and I was looking at the Pan-African movement, because like I said, I really hadn't did no research on it myself. And since the sister said, she said, don't forget about the Pan-African movement. And according to Encyclopedia Britannica, it was like the Pan-African movement is a movement dedicated to establishing independence for African nations and cultivating unity among black people throughout the world. It originated as conference. Now, in origin, its conference originated in London from 1900, 1999, and 1921, and 1923 in other cities. W.E.B. Du Bois was the principal early leader. Know what about him. But yeah, it was like going back, like I said, to the early 1900s. So yeah, you're right. And W.E.B. Du Bois was the principal leader. And I was looking at some. I'm gonna put it in the chat room from there too. And I'm gonna look up some more information because I'm trying to still read through it because I had never just looked it up. So it goes way back. So you're right. Most of the thing is talk about is actually going from Africa too, like you said, brother. It was most of the thing dealing with over in Africa, from Ghana. I'm seeing Ghana, South America, and let me see some more spots. Yeah, so you're right. I need to do more research on that one. Uh-oh. Can I hear him, brother?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay, then we got a call online. Let me see who this is right back. We got a call. Area code, damn, strange, 201. Area code 201, peace to you. How you doing? Welcome to Culture Freedom Radio.
Hey, brother Sunray, this is Teresa.
Oh, how you doing? Uh-oh, Eric, there you go. Such a Teresa in the house. Peace to you.
How y'all doing, brothers?
All right.
What I was trying to say, when I was in Jersey City University in the 90s, I had experienced this group called the Black Student Union. And with the Black Student Union, you had the Pan-Africanism. I guess they was their center was Africa. And then you had your other groups like the revolutionaries, and they was very biased as far as with the women. If you didn't look African, then they wouldn't talk to you. So I have seen a lot of division among that, and that's why I never became part of the so-called conscious community, because I'm like, you know, we're all black people. So that's what I was saying in the chat room.
Were they considered like a sorority?
No, it was just regular group.
It was just a Black Student Union?
Yeah,
Black
it was just regular group that most colleges have on their campus where, you know.
On their campus.
Yeah, that black people could come together. They had seminars. They have all kinds of stuff. And there was a lot of division there. So.
Yeah, stay on the line because I worked. Majority of my life on at college campuses, so I'm familiar with what you were saying, and you're right. But those blacks, okay, here's to give you some documented evidence of it, even though it's better, the experience is better than my documentation, because you was there to see it, and I was there to see it as well. So what we've seen and experienced trumps this. It's just like when Spike Lee made that movie School Days.
Right,
they were all
that.
Part of sororities and fraternities, but they did come together under that banner of the Black Student Unions, the Pan-Africanism, and stuff like that. Now, that go back to maybe 2 months ago with the shows that we did with Black Power White Dollars.
Okay.
And you got to remember, they were keeping all this stuff on college campus, and then I'm going to tell you, when Bill Cosby, remember we had the Cosby Show?
A different world
was showing you that.
Yes, I remember.
Jada Pickett and all of them, remember they were supposed to be like representing that Pan-African and that black stuff, and they was pushing it through TV. And that's when you, like Eric said, he came in the 90s, but in the 80s, you started seeing that. That was during the Cosby era and all of that. But that was to curtail where you just protest That was to bring the intellectuals in, once again, to curtail the street radical Negroes who were being oppressed and that would pick up arms and do something about it.
Okay.
It was, they started switching it to say, hey, let these intellectuals who can identify with Africa, like Eric was saying, with it's come, it went from, it started from over there in South Africa, Ghana and this, and they brought all that. And that now go back to the video that I've been keep telling y'all to watch, the repatriation to Africa, how all these bourgeoisies went over there trying to push that agenda on these people to create a linkage to then bring that shit back.
Okay.
And then put it on the banner of Pan-Africanism and under the banner of Garveyism. Garvey even said, if you ain't no good here, I don't need you in Africa.
Yeah, that's
he was
true.
Just trying to, right? And that was one of his famous lines. What
yeah.
Garvey really was trying to do was unite us back with our brothers in Africa because we always did business together before this beast got involved. But
right.
They took it and said, hey, let's go back to Africa. We all go back home. And then the beast started trying to keep us focused on Africa as though all of us came from there and he had the power to put us here so we could never, ever reclaim nothing here and he'd have a home to chill in. See
okay.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
that's what the black nationalism
is. That's
what
the
vision right?
was. That's, okay. And you're exactly right. Because, okay. like I said, I worked at Cleveland State for 10 years. I worked
okay.
at Georgia State for, four and a half years before I started my own shit. And I worked at a private, prestigious college called Case Western Reserve. I worked there 2 years, but then I left from there and went to Atlanta and started my own shit.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So I've been around the college community for a long time, and I know about all those different type of groups because I dealt with them because all my friends were college students.
Right,
you know,
right.
And they respected me because they'd be like, damn, you know, we'd just be dropping it. And then they would give me shit that, you know, for me to look at, like, check this out. Now we was teaching each other. But you could see the militancy in the ones that I dealt with versus
Same,
the ones
bro.
That were just, you know, in the game, like, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Say, bro. Say, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying my hardest to get this sister to call in. I want to hear her voice a little bit more, bro.
I'm very shy, so
okay.
I don't like
yeah,
my voice.
Yeah.
I want to listen to this sister, bro. She
carried
it for me, man.
I want to hear her, too. I just, you know, was, you know.
And, Eric, you didn't hear what she said, Eric. Eric, you didn't
no,
hear what she said. She said she do not like her voice, Eric. She don't like her voice.
I
think
it's very sensitive to me because I experience a lot of, you know, wrongness with these groups. So that's why it's very personal. Yeah.
I feel express yourself and be yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from New Jersey, so.
And? What they got to do with it?
Well, you know.
You're on the goddamn planet.
Yeah, but I mean, I like this topic because I know for one thing, like what Brother Anthony was saying, when I was in Jersey City and I saw these groups, I didn't like what I see. That's why I never got involved with it. But I know a lot of people, when they got out of these groups, they got, you know, they was hurt because, you know, a lot of stuff that went on, you know, a lot of us at that time, I was, 18 years old, so... You know, we was trying to get away from Christianity. We was trying to get away from that. And when you join these groups or you see what you see, it's kind of, you know, disappointing. So.
Yeah, it's like that ain't what you was looking for. You was all excited and, damn, so disappointed.
Yeah. So.
It'd be like that.
Yeah.
But you live and you learn. You got to experience shit to understand. You know.
Yes, that's true.
Everybody that talk to talk don't walk to walk, and it's just simple. I mean,
mm-hmm.
If you don't manifest nothing, then all you're doing is just, you know, running game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
You know, and people get mesmerized by the materialism in the game, and they fail to realize that he running game because they've been looking at what he got, instead of looking at what he doing.
Yeah, that's
or
true.
Or she doing.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's all psychological. But I'm glad you called in.
Okay,
you
thank you.
Got me all tongue-tied and shit. God damn it, I'm nervous.
I want to ask her a quick question, Eric, if you don't mind. What were some of the things that you experienced?
I do mind. No, go ahead, bro.
You do mind? All right, go ahead. I wanted to ask the sister, what were some of the things that turned you off that you experienced that you might want to share with us?
For one thing, it was a color thing. It was how you look. If you're like with me, you know, I don't have the African, the big nose, the big lips. So a lot of the Pan-African guys that was in those groups was like, well, we can't talk to you because you don't look African, you know.
Oh, you red bone.
No, I'm not red bone. I'm brown skin. I'm brown skin, but they was looking at you funny.
That's
they was looking
word,
at
like
your features, you know, my facial features.
Your phenotype, yeah. That's why I was wondering.
Your phenotype.
Yeah,
oh,
your phenotype.
My and so, and then they were just treating they were just treating women wrong, you know. So, they turn you off. So that turned
sure.
me off.
For sure.
That's
yeah.
why I was, yeah, I didn't mean it, you know, I didn't mean it because I know, like I say, if, you know, they say if you dark and all, you know, they go in on the red ones, like, but you see the red ones being more conscious and down for the movement than some of the blackies, so that's what kind of confused me when you were saying they was talking about your features, so I assume you was maybe light skin or something like that, and they was tripping on that, but you say you brown skin, and they still was tripping, so
yeah,
it was a
yeah.
lot of blackies and a lot of dark brothers and sisters.
Yeah. They were calling in on how the sisters was looking. It's not the skin color, but it was more as how a lot of sisters were looking. You know, because you had black women from different complexions, but they was looking at your features. And I could never understood that because I never experienced that before until, you know, you meet these groups and stuff. So that's the division I've seen.
They archaeologists.
That's the vision you see.
What blackness
is? Is that the vision you seen?
Excuse me.
You said that's the vision you seen.
No, I was saying that this is how they, you know, they discriminate. That's pretty much what they was doing, you know, to the women. So.
Oh, okay.
But the brothers were straight. No matter what their phenotype looked like, they was cool.
Exactly. They were straight. So I don't know. It was confusing, so.
Yeah.
Because it was mostly male dominant anyway, so most of the groups, it was led by males, so.
What state was this in?
This was in New Jersey. This was in Jersey City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was the first time I ever experienced something like this before because I grew up in Patterson. I grew up in the hood, so in the hood it don't matter. Mm-hmm. But in college, I guess it was something different. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I tell you one thing. In the conscious community, on the Black Power Tip, it's different on the East Coast than it is on the West Coast.
Yes, it is, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
We clash with that shit. Just like we do with rap music. We clash with that shit.
Yeah, that's why the new hip-hop, so.
It's like somebody got to be behind this shit, manipulating this shit, because goddamn.
Yeah, I believe it, yeah.
It's just we argue over every fucking thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
But if you notice one thing, right, you can monkey around with this, or you can really think about this, because scientists say that you are programmed to react the way you react, and your thoughts ain't your own thoughts.
That's right.
Yeah.
Your scientists have programmed you in a certain way due to media and all this other shit, food and all that, to manipulate you the way you think. So, shit. We got a battle on our hands.
Yeah, we do.
Seriously.
Got a whole lot of work to do.
here's my research and my conclusion that I come to, and I'm gonna start using that a lot, you know, because I don't want to get in confrontation with people with the conscious community because I ain't in it. So I'm gonna just see what my conclusion. When the metaphysics came into it, it opened the door for motherfuckers like Eric said now to become renegades with this information, renegade with whatever school of thought they had. And when he say there's something bigger behind it, you got to remember, when the metaphysics came in, the New Age movement was taking place. The New Age movement is the white boy movement. And they were financing these black so-called scholars in the conscious community. They were taking stuff from there, like the David Icke's, the Alex Jones conspiracy theory shit, the Aleister Crowley. They were incorporating all that into the Afrocentric doctrine and bringing all that in. And it was really then giving people who was leaving Christianity an outlet, because you had people within Christianity, they were under like, well, that holier than thou type of behavior or mentality. But when you started bringing in this free will shit under the New Age and under the metaphysics, it started allowing people now to do whatever they want, but they can hide behind Egyptology, because they said, okay, when you deal with Egyptology, you know the origins of Christianity and these other religions stem from there. So when you say, I got the root of it, and this is how they was kicking it in Africa, and this is how they was doing, and I want to be closer to my so-called root that the beast told me was, now I can do whatever the hell I want. I can defy discipline. See, discipline was in Christianity, Islam. Discipline was in Hebrewism, Hebrew Israelite. All that gave you a form of discipline. But once you got into metaphysical philosophy, you could break your discipline. You see what I'm saying? So it was, it kind of people up when they were saying that God is you, but you ain't giving them instructions. It's still an instruction on how to become a God.
Right.
Just like with your top percenters, they boys got supreme knowledge, supreme wisdom. They niggas was out robbing, selling drugs, killing motherfuckers and all this. You see what I'm saying? Because they were calling themselves God. But they didn't have no discipline with it. The discipline came with the teachers, but they didn't, you know, per se, practice the discipline. That's where you would have a brother from the Nation of Islam. He had the science and mathematics, but he had a discipline with him. But metaphysics,
I'm just telling you. I had to interrupt you right quick, bro. All right.
Because
I wanted to fill in the gap. They didn't have the discipline. The teacher didn't give them the discipline. And they give them the marching and all that and all that. But anyway, since I interrupted you, bro, I had to get this shit in.
No, but I'm saying,
I forget that.
The discipline come with the teachings, period.
Well,
when you understand the teachings, that you get, it automatically give you discipline. It wakes, once it wakes you up, you become disciplined on your own. You don't need nobody to give you the protocol to say, hey, blah, 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 as what Christianity did. Christianity dictated how you should behave. You see what I'm saying? As where the messenger, he told you, when you break them, when you study them less, that's why you got one at a time, and you had to master it. And it perfected you on to the next level. So you gave yourself, you had self-discipline. You see what I'm saying? And just like with the 5%, you had self-discipline for yourself when you understood teaching.
Well,
when you brought the
I hear what you're saying,
in,
bro.
Yeah.
The only way
you
can't discipline yourself with knowledge. Knowledge is not discipline. No, you can't.
You don't think so? I believe so. I believe so because it does. It causes you. Okay, like I take what you said.
How many people? How many people? We off topic, but how many people you know that got knowledge itself that ain't disciplined?
Because they're being. There's a lot of people who ain't disciplined for the simple fact.
Now let me go back to this because the sister on the phone, bro, and I want to hear from the sister.
Me too. That's why I was all up in your shit. And while I'm trying to get her
it's like I'm at the club and I'm trying to holler and you all up in my grill.
Here we go.
And I'm trying to holler.
Oh, well, if that's what it is, if I ain't in your grill, I thought we was building together.
And
you
all
know,
in my shit. You all in my business.
God, go ahead.
But
she back in
the chat. She ain't on the line, brother. All
right.
She fell back.
But check it.
Y'all.
But check it. Check it. Back to the new age that you was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And when you was talking about how they brought that shit in, check this shit out. They fucked us up on the spiritual level. And we
right.
fell for
that's right. Now we on the same page.
Check this.
That's what I was
check this out. Check this though, bro. We're going back. It's covering it. It's covering it. We was in the 60s, we was talking about civil rights. We moved on to procuring land and whatever. Pan-Africanism, that's what that's talking about, procuring land. You'd have Malcolm X talking about procuring land for everybody. And all movement for land, resources, more than anything. We just put resources off the top. Then, after that, that was the 70s. Then, 90s hit. New age. Now all we want you to, niggas to focus on is the spiritual shit.
Mm-hmm.
Astral travel, motherfucker. Here's a book on this shit. This is the new age shit. This is what Jesus really meant, nigga. Dig into that. Here's your real history, motherfucker. Dig into that shit. So that all you fucking doing in the conscious community is researching some shit and talking about that shit. What happened to your resources and shit? What you was trying to do mid-60s, late 70s. What happened to that shit? They put a whammy on his
breath. You got two by the way.
They put a whammy on his breath.
That's why I'm saying.
And
that's
still
why I was
filtered
trying to
off into 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about the next book? Some motherfucker coming back and shit. Some motherfucker getting freed and shit. That's all we talking about, man.
Yeah. And that's what the argument to break
down. Who
can
represent the most shit? You know what I'm saying? Spend all your energy and get all these documents so you can be a more and declare yourself a more.
You sound just like that nigga.
Here we go.
Where my Newports at, Bev? God damn it, I'm tired of this shit. God. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah. Here we go.
I'm your obnoxious host, graciously, / Brother Eric on Blog Talk Radio.
You're right though, right? It see, like I said, we're going back with all of these other organizations, really hard at going back to the whole meat of it, because we would talk about how we've been victimized of this thing called white supremacy, racism, white supremacy. That was the whole key. How a lot of these so-called organizations, some of them, I would say, like the UNIA. Elijah Muhammad then was basically going into, and they was going hard on the white man and how we got to get up away from under their rulership and obstacles and start doing for self and stop depending on them. But see, a lot of these things now are not based on, a lot of the teaching and shit we get now is not based on that. And I got a clip I want to play too. And it's going to go into some of the things that we said on, let me see, two shows ago. What has happened to the conscious community is a show that I was just researching for this show today and heard Brother Umar Johnson talking on the same thing that we had said. It was more about a liberation. But now, like I said, a lot of these people now and what's going on with us now, we're nothing but damn walking libraries and bookworms talking about what happened in ancient history. We're not focused on what's happening in our community. And see, that was the whole focus about what like I said, the nation and stuff like that was basically focused on. And not just the nation, but a lot of other organizations, Black Panthers, and they was focused on dealing with our, what we say, our communities. Coming in, having police coming in our neighborhood with their bogus-ass shit that they were doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's that shit? Profiling and all of this shit. If they saw you out, they snatch you in the car and take you around the corner and beat your ass and all of this stuff. See, that was the groups they were before. But now we're not into that anymore. We're not into what this guy or a liberation movement. We want to say a movement. We're not into that anymore. Our thing now, we just want to talk about history. 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 You know what I'm saying? And Brother Eric, you had a show, we did a show that you talked about we had did a while back. And there was a difference. Like, and I like how you brought that up, brother, against liberation teachers and scholars. Now, we listen to a lot of other people. There's a difference. Not to knock on a teacher, but when you got Dr. Ben, John Henry Clark, and all of them, that was historians dealing with history. But when you got other people over here, these were freedom fighters. So when you over here want to be a scholar, a teacher, or you're going to be a freedom fighter. So
right. You can't
what part of this conscious community is made up of the freedom fighters, and which part of it is made up of freedom of the historian? You damn nigga, you can't tell the difference nowadays in this shit. You can't even tell the difference. So if we have to make, we got to start making a clear distinction with this shit, because you're not going to free us. We're not going to get free with this shit talking about what happened in history. That shit just not going to happen. So that's why we talk about it, like, that's why the white man or the goddamn whoever we want to say, that's why he can come in and rewrite your shit at the stroke of a pen. He can do that. Or, like, he'll go into Egypt, as they said, he flooded out the Aswan, with the Aswan Dam, flooded out all of that shit and wipe it out. And then somebody else will come in and say, hey, we staking claims on this shit. So that's not going to free us. We know history is not going to free our people. Yeah, okay, it might give you a little sense of pride about maybe, okay, this is who we are in history. But actually, is it going to really help us get away from under this bogus-ass government that we own? Yeah, government, NSA, goddammit, I said it. Is it going to get us away from this bullshit called racism, white supremacy? It's not going to do that. It's not going to do it. It gave us some good feel-good shit. Cool. But really getting away to taking back our community? Now, y'all, we say this shit all the time. Are we going to be able to get our stores back in our own community and distribute shit in our own community? Like I said, have our own stores where we make our own money in our own stores. We talked about economics a couple of shows back. Are we going to really be our own sound economic base in our community? Is history going to do that for us? I know that people say, well, we do a couple of lectures and shit. That's cool. And that stimulate people's mind, the lectures and shit. That's cool. That does stimulate the mind. But here's the point. Once that mind is stimulated, what kind of action is going to come behind that stimulation? See, it got to be some action behind this shit. We just can't sit here and read the next book. See, even when we talk about economics, we got to come into money management when we learn about economics. So we need a lot of this shit to do this too. Damn the next motherfucker who coming up talking about history. I'm sick of that shit there. I'm sick of that shit. That's not saving our babies, man. Yes, sir. Go ahead, bro. And I'm going to play a clip out of you. Go ahead, bro.
Okay, go ahead, bro. Oh,
no, go ahead. Go ahead. Get your thought in. Get your thought in.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say this right here, bro. I'm an inspired motherfucker to do this shit. Okay? Before I say it, I'm an inspired motherfucker to do it. And you already know who's going to do it. And I'm going to tell you who's going to do it when I finish. Okay? Take us, for example, in a so-called conscious community. Okay? Let's put us in an actual community and live together in an actual community. You know what that shit would be like, bro? That shit would be crazy as hell. You go visit that community, you'd be like, God damn, they set tripping over there. Niggas calling these motherfuckers on one block Hebrew Israelites. Next block, you turn to Moors and shit. Mm-hmm. We declare Moorish our Moorish rights. You'd be like, then you turn the block and shit. Bean pie, my brother. Hit that next block and shit. You know what I'm saying? Man, the conscious community be crazy.
Exactly.
The
That's what I was thinking.
You picture that shit in your mind, you'd be like, that shit be crazy, motherfucker.
That's what I was trying to say.
That's a Friday. That's
all
a Black Community Friday. And you know who would be filming that motherfucker? Sonetta.
Yeah.
With his bitch ass be filming it. Coming to you live from the hood. We in the Black Conscious Community, they going, wow, what you got to say about it, brother? Speak on it, brother. What you about to do to represent your black hood, brother? They riling up in here, brother. Well, I have to do this, blah, blah, blah.
Damn, what's his name? General.
He ain't going to do it now because I did a whole skit on his ass. But he ain't going to do it now. But he'll laugh about that motherfucker because he got to, because he got to respect my mind. But anyway...
That shit was about. That's what I was saying. They was all supposed
to
coexist.
Y'all pause like a motherfucker. Like, I ain't in it.
Oh,
it was quiet like a motherfucker. That ain't me. That was all E. It's all me. I'm just keeping it 100 with y'all. Shit, I don't need a cheering squad. You know what I'm saying? All I need is females to put it 100 with y'all. I'm just talking shit. I need my cheerleaders.
There you go, bust a gray.
And my favorite color is brown while I'm talking about it. You hear me, Teresa, goddammit? Shit. But yeah, the conscious community, man, would be in an uproar. Just like
and
this.
And that's what it is now. Fucking F.
It'd be crazy. You know what I'm saying? Hit another corner on a Christian corner. You need to be saved and shit. You'd be in a fucking disarray. You'd be wanting to kill yourself. You'd be like, I can't take all this pressure. They want me to, every corner I turn, they want me to support them. I ain't got that kind of money.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. That's what it is now.
You feel me?
You ain't
coming
up
with
making sense
and
joke up.
Oh, Eric, remember too, Eric, before I played the clip, remember we was talking about earlier how we was talking because they act like, even with this so-called community, they act like really Christians. They don't really, you know, they don't really include so-called Christians as being part of this thing called a conscious community. But remember, I was talking about the other day, and this is what kind of sparked this conversation, too, about even dealing with this goddamn conscious community. I saw a church bus. I mean, it was a daycare bus, but it belonged to a church. And even on the side of the bus, it had the continent of Africa, the shape of the continent of Africa on it. And then it had the Ankh in the middle of it. Now, this is a Christian daycare bus and had an Ankh on it. So it was like, we'll be talking about, well, yeah, man, them goddamn Christians, they ain't conscious. They are more, so when we talk about conscious, what is it that we're exactly supposed to be conscious of or aware of? So you got a lot of Christians who are conscious to their history, because that's what a lot of us talk about on these goddamn shows and out in the community anyway, history. You got a lot of more Christians that's out here conscious as any other goddamn people that out here. They know their history. They know that, too. So, yes, they are. They are conscious, too, if we talking about on a historical thing. But now, when it comes down, we try to beat them up because what is it? Because their religious preference. So that's when we got to draw the line with that shit, when we start talking about conscious. Just because
that's where it starts.
You know your history. I can know my history all day, but I can still be a Muslim. I can still be a Hebrew. I can still be a Christian. That don't mean I ain't conscious. That's just my religious preference to what God or whatever I choose to choose. I mean, to serve. That ain't got shit about me not knowing where I'm from. I could be like Anthony. I could be a Christian and still say, hey, we were the original people of this goddamn planet Earth. I mean, on this Earth. We was already over here in America. That and like, wait a minute. Damn, this, you mean the goddamn Christians know this type of shit? Damn, they ain't bad at all. Well, I just can't get with you on every Jesus shit, though. Hey, but we cool. I like this shit, how you get down with the law and all that. See, what the hell we mean when we even talking about conscious? Because, like, we talked about this whole so-called conscious community. It's made up. That's why we asked, what's the goddamn question I asked? Something about the membership. I can't even remember what the hell I put on here. The membership. You know, how to join. And there any, is there any criteria to it? Because the so-called conscious community is made up of all these damn different groups. You know what I'm saying? All of these different components that they got out here, Black Power Movement and all of this, it make up what is called the conscious community. So what we talking about, what kind of consciousness is it? Just what the hell is it? I mean, because ain't no real liberation going out here. I used to hear dudes, you know, y'all did, man, we got a bang on the beach, but I ain't seen nobody hit a white boy in the goddamn jaw yet. You know what I'm saying? Talk about we going to take our shit back. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking over in the United States over there taking sovereign, just like they took this land over here that was sovereign. They still doing this shit to this very day. And ain't nobody taking this shit back either. Once they go into Libya and all of these motherfuckers, Iraq, ain't nobody taking that shit back. Even us. We ain't taking our own fucking communities back. We ain't hitting no motherfucking Arab in the jaw. Get your punk ass out of our stores, out of our neighborhood. Poisoning our people with this bullshit. You go to the mosque talking about you don't eat pork, you don't do this shit, but you got pork and shit, pig feet in a motherfucking jar sitting at the counter as soon as I get ready to check out. But you say Allah forbid you to do this. You know what I'm saying? Hit this motherfucker in the jaw, get him up out of our neighborhood. We ain't doing no kind of real shit like that. We talk about revolution. That's why Malcolm said we got to quit using the word revolution because we don't even know where the fucking revolution really co-entail. You can't have a fucking non-violent, like Martin King said, non-violent. You cannot have a bloodless revolution. Like you studied all the history, revolution is bloodshed. It's fucking war.
That's right.
So we talk about revolution is coming. We ain't going to hit no motherfucker in the jaw. You ain't going to hit your own. You ain't going to slap yourself in the fucking mirror. So you're not alone. Go out there and hit no motherfucking white boy, whoever that's oppressing your people. You won't even slap your own motherfucking shadow, and you talking about a revolution. Let me play this clip right back. Before I get to preaching in this motherfucker up in here.
Strictly Carmichael, the late, great Kwame Ture, who I think was one of the last sensei leaders we've had, who was a pan-Africanist. He was a pan-African socialist. He was not a pan-African nationalist, as I am. He followed W.E.B. Du Bois and Kwame Nkrumah. He did not follow people like Marcus Garvey and Patrice Lumumba. But nonetheless, he was sincere, although I disagree with him ideologically.
Mm-hmm.
He said that if you organize a little bit, you can get a little bit done. If you organize enough, you can get enough done. If you organize a lot, you can get a lot done. And if you get totally organized, you can get everything done. And I'm paraphrasing his words, but that's basically what he said. And his point was, the reason why black people ain't making no progress, Brother Charles, because there's absolutely no organization. We're not even trying to organize. Think about it, Brother Charles. 99% of the time when black people come together, they are coming together to pray, to protest, or to pass on information. To pray, to protest, or to pass on information. When was the last time you got called to a meeting whose sole exclusive function was to organize? And once you got there, they did nothing but organize. I can't remember the last time I went to one of those meetings. Every meeting is about the dissemination of information. Now, let me get something straight. I want to be clear, Brother Charles. We do need to disseminate information because misinformation is one of the greatest wars being used against black people. My problem isn't that we're disseminating the information. My problem is learning the information has become the goal instead of the means.
Yes.
Information is a means.
Funny.
You use the information to go to war. You use information to build the institutions. You use information to construct industry. It is a means, a strategy, a weapon, a tool. It is not the end. That we have made information the goal. 75% of the so-called black conscious community is only conscious about learning more facts, reading more books, watching more DVDs. We have become a bunch of information addicts, Brother Charles. The crackhead is addicted to crack. The alcoholic is addicted to alcohol. And the black conscious community is addicted to information. We don't want to build. We just want to talk about the Illuminati. We want to talk about the latest conspiracy. We want to talk about what's happening with the children. We want to talk about the fact we ain't got no organizations. But don't nobody want to do a damn thing about it. We only want to share information. That's not struggle. That's not struggle. If I'm a general in a war and my informants bring me critical information about my enemy, them bringing me the enemy was not struggle. That's preparation for the struggle, Brother Charles. The problem is we ain't struggling. All we want to do is have the information. That's why we call ourselves a conscious community. We're conscious about what's happening. We ain't revolutionary, though. We're just conscious. Because to be revolutionary, you got to be trying to change. And if you're only trying to get more information, then you're just conscious. But I say that there's five criteria by which you should judge all black people. By consciousness, commitment, consistency, courage, and creativity. Consciousness, commitment, creativity, courage, and consistency. I don't give a damn how conscious you are. Milana Karenga is conscious. What is he doing? All your
right.
black scholars are conscious. What are they doing? Don't tell me you're conscious. White people are also conscious about the problems black people have. There's white people who are just as knowledgeable on Kemet. There's white people who are just as knowledgeable on slavery. There's white people who are just as knowledgeable about every problem we got in the black community. So the fact you're conscious don't mean a damn thing because white people can be conscious about your problems too. What are you doing about them? And the problem with the information, Brother Charles, is that when we come together even to share information, a lot of the information ain't relevant, Brother Charles.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about the psycho-academic war, that's relevant. For example, 100% of our conversation tonight was totally relevant, Brother Charles. Everything you and I talked about for these 90 minutes, 2 hours, whatever it was, has been totally relevant. What's happening with our children is relevant. What's going on with black conscious organizations is relevant. Black male-female relationships, that's relevant. What are we going to do to improve the situation of the community? That's relevant. You are dealing with this. Our entire conversation was about what's going on here and what are we going to do now. But guess what, Brother Charles? There's other people who have radio shows. And all they talk about is what happened in Egypt 5,000 years ago. There's other people who have radio shows. And all they talk about is whether Jesus was right or whether Muhammad was right or whether the ancient Africans was right. Okay? There's other people who have a radio show. And they talk about whether or not there's aliens living on another planet. There's people who talk about whether or not there's people living underneath the earth. There's people who talking about whether God is a woman or whether God is a man. Is that relevant for the here and now? What purpose does that kind of nonsense serve us right here and now? It does not. And that's our problem. Because not only are we addicted to information, we're addicted to information that isn't even relevant about what we're going through right here and right now. We are functioning under the strategy of escapism, Brother Charles. The religion
exactly.
of escapism. You know what escapism is? I'm going
oh, yeah.
to find some way to escape from my misery. I might
exactly.
use drugs. I might use religion. I might use UFO talk. I might use Illuminati talk. I might use Egyptian talk. And I don't want to deal with my problems. I don't want to use my money, and I don't want to risk my life. So anybody who tells me I can solve my problems by believing in Jesus or believing in Muhammad or becoming an African shaman, running to Egypt or relocating to this place or going over there or changing my name or praying this way, anybody who's going to promise me a get-free quick scheme, anybody who's going to promise me a get-free quick scheme will have my allegiance, because I don't want to do a damn thing to help black people, but I do not want to suffer myself. So if you tell me all I got to do is say Muhammad is God's prophet or Jesus died for my sins, or I come from another planet, or I'm not African, or change my name, wear some locks, throw on a dashiki, pay some money, if that's all I got to do to stop being a victim of white supremacy, I'm going to do it. And that's why we got so many charlatans and so many hustlers in our community, getting rich in a conscious community, because black people do not want to fight to get out of their problems. They don't want to sacrifice to get out of their problems. They don't want to struggle to get out of their problems, Brother Charles. All they want to do is escape through some quick and easy, painless process of redemption.
All right, family. All right, we're back. Hey, there was Brother Umar Johnson. Going in, y'all. Going in. That's what I'm talking about.
That's the shit we be talking about.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's what I said. I said that over and over.
And see, I'm just put one quick pause right here. See, this is what Culture Freedom, I know for the last couple of shows, y'all be hearing us talking, and it seemed like, man, all they doing is talk about what's the conscious community, why they this, why they that, and we be talking about other stuff. And see, here's the point. He talked about what was important to be talking about. It's just like they got this thing called constructive criticism. And when you in a family, if I see you doing, Brother Eric mentioned something about that last week. If I see you doing something wrong, I'm supposed to pull your coattail. If I'm really a friend of yours or in the family type with you, I'm supposed to pull your coattail. Hey, brother, you need to tighten up, brother. I ain't trying to, be harsh on you, but you need to tighten up a little bit. So when we doing stuff like this, that's all it is, constructive criticism. Whenever you can't, and some people can't take constructive criticism, I understand that. But see, this is what we do right here. This is what we doing. So when we seeing what's going on in the community, we just point something out. And so it's like the people to step back and look at it. Damn, you know what? Maybe I am doing something wrong. Hey, I appreciate them, for letting me know. Because we can get so caught up in our own world sometimes, we can't see what the fuck going on. Like Michael Jackson said, the man in the mirror. We ain't want to look in the motherfucking mirror because we on this high horse right now. I ain't got time to look in the mirror. I can straighten my motherfucking hair up and comb my hair and brush the motherfucker without even looking at myself in the mirror. So we attend and can't see the blemishes on ourselves without looking in the mirror. Like, damn, man, that motherfucker, I got this shit all. Like, sometimes you could be eating and shit and get crumbs all on your mouth. And some people be looking right at the motherfucker, won't tell you that you got crumbs on your mouth. And then this is when you look in the mirror and like, God damn, why ain't nobody said shit to me? So this is what we be trying to do. We trying to wipe them crumbs off your mouth, let you know, hey, y'all, we need to tighten up. Because like when our brother from Ghana was on the air, he was letting us know, hey, people all over the world are looking at over here to America. They're looking to see what we going to do in America. Let us be that beacon, that shining light for the rest of the world. So if our beacon of light, got some blemishes and stains and spotted all up, the motherfucker light blinking, it's supposed to be shining bright as hell, 2,000 watt bulb, but it's blinking like Christmas lights. Somebody needs to get them and do something. So this is what Culture Freedom Radio is trying to do right now. But we're gonna move on from this right now. We're gonna start to move back to where we used to be, where we was talking about stuff in the community too. And we gonna get back on that point. So this is why we are doing topics like this. Just constructive criticism. You can't take it, I'm sorry. Like I used to say, put your motherfucking steel toes on. I'm sorry, y'all, I got to talk like that. Put your steel toes on and your hard hat. If you can't take it from there, so what? My bad. That's just your sorry, soft ass. I can't help that. Go ahead, fam.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was a good one there. And like I say, Brother Umar, he makes a lot of good, very, very, very good points. And like I say, I agree with a lot of stuff the brother say. A lot of people try to go in on him and stuff like that, but he make you challenge yourself. And that's the shit, you know, when I come, I say the same type of stuff. These motherfuckers don't want to do nothing but talk. They want to talk. They got their little inconsistencies they want to add and throw in. Then when you call them on it or catch them on it or you say something that rattle that, they are upset and pissed the fuck off. Now they don't want to do nothing. You see what I'm saying? But like you said, that's an excuse to run back to what you want to do. You want to hibernate. I want to just come out and talk information. I want to sound good. I want to woo the audience. That's all what a preacher do. You see what I'm saying? But he get paid. He got sense enough to know how to use his game to get paid. So I wanted to segue from that and then go into this Ray Hagin. Just how Ray Hagin. Everybody pissed off at him. I wanted to bring up and get y'all opinions on how Ray Hagin just done came into he used the Christianity tactic to come into the conscious community, like you were saying. The Christians are part of the conscious community too, whether they, you know, say it or not. Ray Hagin used the ministry tactic mixed with the Egyptian, you know, he said when he went over there with Aswar Kwesi and he found out, you know, where the origin of Christianity at, so he switched his little organization, what's they called,
African Village, ain't it? Something about the African Village.
Yeah, Village. But he flipped that into giving them the origins of it or whatever. You know how he did it. But he still was cold with it because you remember when he was supposed to do the debate with Wesley Muhammad. He came together with Wesley Muhammad, took their money. Then this other sister was talking about they brought him to their town to speak, took him to dinner and all this. He was going to do the lecture for free, whatever. Then next thing you know, he like, hey, I need some money, and flipped on him. You see what I'm saying? But he used the Christianity science. Now, these niggas supposed to be conscious. How was he able to work that game the way he did it? And he was coming from a Christian aspect. So he conscious too, right? He took Sarnetta them money. They ain't go after him and get it. They was just on their radio show and on the YouTube talking about, you better bring back our money, Ray Hagin. But now look where Ray Hagin's at. He's pushing a homosexual agenda within the conscious community, which now takes us to Booker T. Coleman, which you got the Irritated Genie and Sarah Sumsetti. They going in hard on both of these brothers because he's supposed to be down now. Ray Hagin's supposed to be down with this gay dude, Carlton Pierce. What's his name, Carlton? That's down. He came out of Eddie Long's camp.
Oh,
now, Hagin is bringing Eddie Long and all these cats into the conscious community from the Christian aspect. What y'all take on that?
Big one, damn.
And then they talk about Booker T. Coleman. Booker T. Coleman is the first one from out of the conscious community to bring white people up in the set, on a mass scale. I heard that, you know, in the past that they were, you know, certain events, they was asked, can they bring white people in? And motherfuckers were like, dawg, don't bring them. But Booker T. Coleman, and I think I sent you the pictures. If not, I'll send them to you, where he all hugged up with the Beast, white women and all this type of stuff, engaged. So him and Ray Hagin, they supporting the gay agenda within there, and now Irritated Genie is about ready to drop names of motherfuckers in the Black Power movement, RBG movement, and other facets of consciousness within the community that are secretly behind it. And my brother, Truth Doctor, he was kicking it and was saying that he was Irritated Genie and Truth Doctor, they were told by some people within the community that the gays were financing a lot of this bullshit that's going on. And they ready to come out. Same thing like the civil rights. Now they ready to come out the closet and say, hey, we want our state in this black power shit. So you can see that between the end of this year and 2015, where whites, like Eric was saying, who financed it, you finna see the white folks that that's behind this come out, and you finna see the gays that's behind this finna come out. And they're gonna take over the conscious community just like they did, like Sister Teresa said, it ain't nothing but like the rap industry. Because you gotta remember, some of them niggas come up, the conscious community and the rap industry has a connection anyway. You had niggas in the conscious community, they rapped and couldn't make it, but they had the knowledge. But the knowledge, to get the knowledge, was influenced by rap anyway. And then they created that community from the hip-hop industry, and it was funded and taken over by white folks. They control the information anyway. They the one got all your history and shit locked up. They the one control economics. They the one control it all. So there's somebody that's going to come and infiltrate and dictate how this shit, how the movement should go anyway. But they ain't going to show their face. They're going to use black faces to do it. And like I say, the conscious community spawned up out of the Afrocentric community, like Umar was saying, with these scholars. We looking for these scholars to be some revolutionaries. They're not revolutionary. They are people who gather information, historical information, to inspire you to say, hey, let me continue on this legacy. Let me continue on this movement, or let me honor my heritage. And when honoring your heritage, you're going to say, hey, I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to be who I am and who my parents and my grandparents expected me to be. That's all they did. They documented the shit for you. They ain't going to get out there. Ivan Van Sherman wasn't going to fight. Henry Clark ain't, like you said, Sunray, them niggas ain't finna, they didn't have no intention to get out there to fight for nothing. They just documented information about what your people did.
Yeah, but to kind of go with that, that's with any tribe in a nation or whatever. You got different people have specific jobs in a tribe or in a nation. Their job probably may be just to be those, I guess, you know, those scholars, the elders, those priesthood to document stuff like
right.
that, you know,
that's
history.
Why we call them priesthood.
But we would have our warriors, you know what I'm saying? That's the Shaka Zulus and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, to go out here and anybody try to come in and destroy our nation, they got to go out there and rise up and do what they got to do. So even with that, we supposed to be having, I don't know, whatever this one we want to say, if it's a conscious community, we supposed to be having our warriors. We hadn't seen our military with this yet. You know, I guess we got the new Black Panther Party, but I ain't banking on their asses. Not me. not with the shit I've been seeing. So where is our military, our army in this
thing? Or the legal team. Or the legal team.
And I know really if we got a military, we're not supposed to show our hand. We're not supposed to show our cards on it. We don't want them to, you know, well, we can't say we don't want them to know because shit ain't nothing you can hide in this place now with all of this technology. You can't hide nothing now. But I don't know, man. Well, it's crazy because, you know, nobody is really trying to, you know, do anything, you know, and really just fight and stand up for nothing anymore. Like I said, it's all about history and all of this. I said, that shit is good. You know what I'm saying? You want some feel-good stuff. I still, you know, sit in sometime and read my little history and stuff. But when it really come down to something like going on, man, I'm other stuff. That's why I really got into this. I didn't get into it because how I want to hear about what happened in Timbuktu and all of this. I didn't get into this shit. I really got into it because, you know, brothers shot me all that information. They say, look, brother, you know, you need to straighten up, man. Hey, and I was talking like I said, hearing some brothers that was coming from the nation, talking, you know, hey, how about a, you know, they went to the white man is the devil. See, this is why they got us in the situation we in. And that type of shit got me like, They ain't going to let the white man, goddamn it, keep on doing us, dogging us out, locking us up, doing it. So that's why I wanted to get into it to make a change for from that standpoint. You know what I'm saying? To quit letting our enemy come in and destroy us, taking the men out of the homes and shit and having the women in there to raise the babies. That's why I got into this, for that aspect. And along the way, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I learned a little history. I got to, you know, like they say, get knowledge of self, whatever that really, be honest, and whatever that's fucking supposed to mean. You know, knowledge of self, my knowledge of self or who I am is not written in nobody else's book. It's not in Sheikh Anthony Diog's books. It's not in Chancellor William's books. So when I say knowledge of self, me, personal self, Sunray, is not in nobody else's book. I got to write book for my. I got to write that book for my own self, because can't nobody tell you about me but me. You can only tell somebody from the aspect of what you probably observe from a distance or what I tell you, but the shit outside of what you see, can't nobody write that shit, because I probably be doing some shit in the dark that nobody never know but me and the other person I do with in the dark. You know what I'm saying? So. When we say get knowledge of self, what the hell you mean by knowledge of self? Yes, sir.
I want to ask you a personal question.
Oh, goddamn. I'm scared to even hit it.
I just want to know.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
With all your accumulation of knowledge, I just want to know if you was going to put polite in that. That's personal, though. I shouldn't even ask you that.
In the light? What are you talking about?
As far as your gathering knowledge and filtering that and doing so. But never mind.
Hello,
I'll talk to you later.
Well, I'm going to put the light in it.
Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it later.
It
was something we're building on. It's something we're building on.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, shit.
It ain't no disrespect.
Off.
It's just something we're building on.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah, man, hey, well, all of them both have been there. But so, yeah, that knowledge, you know, knowledge of self. I did have one more thing I did want to play right fast, too, brother. Shit, I forgot what it was. Nah, I forgot what it was all about. Let me see. Okay, yeah, they were telling me it was Brother Khaled, an old classic Brother Khaled. He was going in on he was debating some Jews. He had a little debate with some Jews. He was going in on some stuff. I did want to play that right fast. Let me see if I can play this right fast. Brother Old School, Brother Khaled.
Go into something here. Why do the Jews always pretend to back black organizations?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the Jews have used black people as cannon fodder,
right.
Have pushed us out front on the front line to fight for things that they wanted in America.
Right.
So they backed Negro organizations, not black organizations. They backed Negro organizations. Negro, when you study the etymology in Greek and Latin, means dead.
That's right.
They backed Negro organizations and Negro leaders.
That's right.
Dr. Martin Luther King, SCLC. I mean, we've got to tell the truth. Let's look at it.
Make it plain.
NAACP, according to Dr. Ben Yochanan of Ethiopia, who knows quite a bit about Judaism. In fact, his whole family grew up and is a Falasha Jew, but he teaches at Cornell. He says the NAACP and Urban League were owned by Jews in the first place. The NAACP was created by Jews. The Spingarn brothers, Joel and old Arthur. And they ran it until one of them died and the other one retired. Then it was turned over to another Jew, a cousin in Boston. And he later resigned, and then it went into weakly the hands of some blacks. So in answer to your question, any black organizations that Jews have primarily been in, they have and were in the controlling position because they controlled the money in it.
All right, I want to cover just, I've got to really jump here now. No, I can't take my time.
Points out here that PUSH, Operation PUSH, SCLC, Urban League, NAACP, Bayard Rustin, Jesse Jackson, all of them, and Dr. King were backed by Jews, and they kept Dr. King out front. Now, today, recognize you and give you a holiday.
Right.
If the white man wanted to give you a holiday, he would give it to you without marching.
Right.
If he respected Dr. King and if he respected you, you wouldn't have to spend $1,000 and go and stand in the snow
right.
in front of the White House. He would automatically give it. Our image on TV greatly harmed by the Jews. The Jews control and influence NBC, CBS, and the major networks.
Right.
But they are so sly and subtle, they hide behind the scenes.
That's an insult, and that is bullshit.
Well, the truth will make you act like that. Let's see if it's bullshit, and let's see what kind of insult it actually is. Let me find it. Let's take a look at it.
Let us know.
They say you can tell that when you throw a rock in a crowd of dogs, the only one that hollers is the one that get hit.
That's right.
The tactic has always been to play down Jewish influence to the degree that the majority of the primetime television programming has been asymmetric. To look at three networks, NBC, ABC, and CBS, one would normally think, according to the major male image projected, that the networks are white Anglo-Saxon Protestant to the root, but not the fact. The most known and respected images of the airwaves are Walter Cronkite, Eric Severide, David Brinkley, John Chancellor, Harry Reisner, and Howard K. Smith. Only until very recently has a Jew been able to break into the elite anchor seat, and she is Barbara Walters, known more for her womanhood in a man's occupation and for her $1 million salary than for her Jewishness, Stephen D. Isaac has pointed out. Able as they are, the Cronkite, Chancellor, and Smith have served as an emphasis for the historical accident that all three commercial networks grew up under brilliant Jews. The National Broadcasting Company, as part of the General David Sarnoff's Radio Corporation of America, the Columbia Broadcasting Company, under Leonard Golderson, after it split with NBC's old Blue Network. Yet it is not enough to document the backroom presidents of the network. We can also look at the on-camera influence, such as Ellie Abdel, Herbert Kaplow, Mike Wallace, Sander Vancourt, Howard Cosell, David Schoenbrunn,
right.
and others who carefully hide their Jewishness, which in effect makes their reporting seem more objective and impartial, especially when their subject matter is Jewish-related, Israel, Zionism, or Negroes. The major creator of today's ethnic programming has been Norman Lear. He is responsible for the most
right.
hideous and degrading programs and other Jews who back the network to be aired on a weekly basis.
Right.
The Jeffersons, Good Times,
right.
with the silly character J.J.,
right.
who has no redeeming value at all. All he can do is holler, dynamite.
Right.
It's life versus death. Ignorance versus ego.
There's
a book versus a gun. And our babies just trying to
be. There's a war going on outside, the men are safe. A truck being sold outside, the men are safe.
No.
A gun going off outside, the men are safe. Can I leave? Can I leave? Yeah. Love versus hate outside, the men are safe. Courthouse with a judge.
All right, family, we back at the house. Yeah, this brother Khaled going in, y'all. Hey, y'all see it, man. These Jews running this thing. So all of this stuff y'all seeing out here in the community, we know who funded y'all. We know who funding this stuff out here. Yeah, we back in the house. Yeah, old school classic, Brother Khaled. There was actually an old classic debate where Brother Khaled was debating this Jew. So when Brother Khaled started talking about, first started off in the clip, well, late on in the clip when he was saying about the Jews are running television stations and stuff, there was a Jew that was on sitting there that he was debating, cried out, said, "That's bullshit." And that's why he had to say, when you throw a dog and, you know, the rock in this, hitting the dog, because the Jew started speaking out. when he started talking about them running the television program. Yeah, so that's Brother Khaled, y'all. General. Yeah, okay, okay. Brother back, good quiet. Yeah, so we, but finally, we just, let me see, let me get in here. What was the description? Yeah. But see, that's this thing, we just dealing with this thing called the conscious community tonight. Man, just what is it? And we know, hell, we talk about a little bit about what it was. Is it a fraternity? Is it a sorority? Hell, I think it's made up of all that. Is it just a deep thinking group tank? I don't know. Not now. I know it don't have no rules and regulations to this mud and standards.
Well,
hell,
as far as I'm concerned, some way, it's a Wesley Muhammad book.
Is a Wesley Muhammad book?
Yeah, it's a conscious community. What is it? What is it not? That's a Wesley Muhammad book.
That's a good one. Yes, sir. And the sister was mentioning something about earlier when y'all we talk about Pan-Africanism. Oh, go back and look at I did a little research. I was looking at some research and I put something in the chat room earlier that Pan-Africanism, and look how they was talking about how W.E.B. Du Bois was very instrumental in dealing with this Pan-Africanism. And y'all go and do y'all research on W.E.B. Du Bois at the same time. Now y'all remember W.E.B. Du Bois was also a Boule member. I know damn well everybody ought to be knowing about the Boule now and the Black Boule and what they whole thing is about. So go and check him out. So our sister was talking about what was happening with her on these college campuses. I don't know. So just look at a lot of these things and a lot of stuff that's being spearheaded. Go and do research on a lot of these people who have spearheaded a lot of these organizations. You know, like I said, like they said, Brother Collard, we talked about the NAACP and all of these people in our community. Go and do research on them. Google search. Now we got computers. You can find anything on there. Google search some of their damn names and go and look at what they was a part of. Especially go in, if we got any kind of Black leaders, they're so-called out there. Now, just when you go into do a job, they're going to do a background check on you. The goddamn cracker going to do a background check on you. So let's do background checks on some of these so-called Black-ass leaders. Go and look, get their names, run through the search engine, type whoever name, and search and ask to see if he a Black Boule member. I'm telling you, do that shit. We know Al, so that's an easy one. Just type in, is Al Sharpton the goddamn Boule member? Bam. It's going to come out. Research y'all shit, y'all. So y'all will know who's doing what in the community and why certain things don't get done, certain things do get done. Check that out. So we kind of know about the things about W.E.B. Du Bois and notice how they push him on us during Black history. He's one of those ones that deal with that disenfranchise of the Black community. He's not a friend. He's not, goddammit, on your team at all. So do y'all research on that one, y'all, and dealing with the Pan-Africanism and W.E.B. Du Bois. And he's also tied in with the NAACP, too. That's one part. Let me see here. Yeah, go ahead, family. We got 10 minutes left in the broadcast. 10 minutes left in the broadcast. So we going good. We going good. So, yeah, it's just a lot of stuff, man, with this old conscious, so-called conscious stuff, man. It's just a trip. But we need more. Let me see who's there. Al is an FBI. Al is, yeah, he sure is an FBI.
It's more like emotion, man. We just letting out our frustrations with it, shit. Because we got, you know, we deal with all this stress. We need an outlet. We need like a spiritual outlet and shit. Mm-hmm. We need a fix, in other words. If you think on a higher level, you need to get some of that, bro. At some point in some time. You're looking for some spiritual awakening. Be on a spiritual level. You be searching for that shit. I do. Shit. Mm-hmm. I'm sure probably everybody on this show, listen to this show, be doing the same shit. I'm traveling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm traveling.
That's right. And then I'm trying to think about how's this information that I always get. You know, I like listening to sit back to a lot of shows too that kick information. I like listening to that too a lot of time. But when I, as soon as I hear like something really tragic and stuff going on in our community. Like right now in Memphis, they got a lot of big thing that's going on. They're finna cut back a lot of these the people pensions and stuff that's here in the city. Now I would say just let me go back to this one. They talk about Dr. King came down here in March for those sanitation workers, the city sanitation workers in the city of Memphis. Don't y'all know still to this very day, as they talk about they try to get the salary, don't you know these guys do not have a pension? Well, they don't have a pension. They got guys that's out there, man, over 65, over the retirement age, that's still riding on the back of them damn garbage trucks and working for the sanitation department. And they say that's what King came down here for. So, I mean, we got to look at these type of things. You know, Al, Jesse, them, I'm not going to say Al, but Jesse, there was a part of that so-called, like that Ron Mars say, civil rights all-stars. So he was a part of that. He ain't saying shit about it. And that's just tragic. And they was actually at the one time, too, since I'm talking about that, they was talking about privatizing the sanitation department here in Memphis. So that was meaning a lot of those guys already don't have pensions. They was talking about privatizing it. And then a lot of those guys was going to lose their jobs. Older guys, they was going to lose their jobs, wouldn't have no money. And still, again, a lot of those guys worked two jobs. Some of those guys that work for the city, they got to work two jobs, you know, still to this very day. They're really not making no money, you know what I'm saying, doing that shit. And it's really some dangerous work, hard-ass work, you know what I'm saying? So I do it, so I know what this is about. But those guys, man, still don't have it made to this very day. No pensions. Can't even fucking really retire with nothing, you know what I'm saying? And they still getting dogged out. So that's what I'm saying. What the fuck kind of consciousness do we have? Like what Brother Umar Johnson said, you know what I'm saying? We know conscious, yeah. We aware. We aware of what's going on. But the thing about it, what the hell are we going to do about it? You know, a lot of people, we aware about a lot of things that's happening. But we would tend to take a blind eye to a lot of shit. Oh, I know about it, bro. Shit, I ain't going to get involved in that shit. I leave that shit alone. I let somebody else handle that. And I'm going to take it like this here from the job, on the job standpoint. It could be you could have a supervisor on the job, a real asshole, just dog out everybody, just real doggish and shit. And instead of some people just standing up, he might be a supervisor, he don't know, but instead of some people just standing up and like, man, look, we ain't taking this shit no more. Let's file a grievance on his ass. File a grievance on his ass. Let's get rid of his ass. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people like, I ain't going to worry about it. I ain't going to even worry about it, man. I just find me something else, man. You know, we a type of do that stuff. If they just riding one other person, if it's just one person they dogging out, hey, damn, bro, man, go in there and write his ass up, man. File a grievance on him, man. Get him up off your ass. But you know what? I ain't going to even worry about it, man. I ain't studying it. I'm going to just find me another job. And see, with that mentality, it's just like we run from the situation instead of standing up fighting and, you know, standing up for yourself, you would rather run. And it's like sometimes you might be on the job making, here, just say $15 an hour. Well, maybe this said $20 an hour. You would rather say, I'd rather just find another job and go somewhere and goddamn it, make $10 an hour instead of fighting. And I'm just using those analogies because that's what we're doing with ourselves and our community. Instead of just standing up fighting, we just say, well, I ain't going to even worry about it, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, I'll go somewhere. And then you go somewhere else and get your ass dogged out even worse. So that's the kind of shit we need to stop. Start standing up fighting. So with this consciousness stuff, yeah, we are aware of a lot of things. We are. We're aware of a lot of things that's going on. But our whole point is, what the hell are we going to do about it? That's the whole goddamn point. That's the whole point. Are we just going to be aware and just know it exists and just ain't going to do nothing and just hope the shit going to go away one day? And I think that's what really we're going to do with racism, white supremacy. We just going to sit back and hope one day white folks just going to say, you know what, I'm tired of pressing these goddamn black folk. They ain't going to do nothing. Man, I'm tired of dogging these people out. I mean, come on, white folk, y'all, let's quit fucking with them, man. I don't feel sad for them. The Abraham Lincoln type shit. Y'all know how they talk about Abraham Lincoln, so-called free the slave. I think that's how we think white folks going to really do one day. Going to wake up on the right side of the bed and say, y'all, quit fucking with them black folks, man. Let's go and get them their 40 acres and a mule and shit, man. Settle this shit and get this shit over with, man. Because we've been dogging these folks out for a long time. Jesus ain't came save them yet. Name a lion did. Man, them folks, we just don't dog these folks out. Man, I feel bad. We gonna leave them alone. We're going to leave them alone. Or maybe we thinking, hey, I tell you what, let's go ahead, let's integrate with these white folks, start mixed breeding. Maybe when we mix our blood enough, we can mix out all the goddamn racism out of white folks. Yeah, so we're going to start having sex with all these goddamn white women and all these white men, and then the shit going to go away. You see, that's the kind of shit I think we're doing. I don't know. Maybe that's just my little mind. I don't know. Man, I think that's what we're doing. We hoping they going to wake up and say, we're going to quit oppressing them, or we're going to mix breed the racism out of them. I think one of them two right there, or maybe both of them. That's what's going to happen. Because we ain't going to fight. We ain't going to do shit else. We just going to sit back and pray, too. I forgot. I got to throw prayer now. We're going to pray on and wait. We don't know how long we've been doing that shit. That ain't happened. That ain't happened. So I think that's what's going to happen with us. I hate to say it, family. I know some people like, well, don't think like that, man. You're thinking negative. No, I'm thinking realistical, because just think about how many years that we have been going through all of this stuff. Just look at throughout the whole world, not just in one part, throughout the whole world, no matter where we were as a people, minding our own damn business, and there we did have that family strife. But no matter where we were as a people on this planet Earth, I don't give a damn where we were, in the rainforest, wherever we were, and our enemy, these people who we say are our enemy, the Europeans, came, and look what they have conquered us, no matter where we were. So with that, these people are not going to lighten up. They ain't lightening up at all. They ain't going to, all they do is tighten it up. Like they, the old saying say, ain't going to lighten up, they going to tighten up. They keeping a tight grip on this shit. I was listening to a preacher too earlier, and now we got about 2 or 3 minutes left. I was listening to a preacher on this thing earlier. He was talking about, there was, Jeremiah Wright, Reverend Jeremiah Wright. What he was saying is too, he was talking about the black liberation struggle theology. And he was talking about in that, he said, well, they got a lot of these Christian folks who were Christians. And ain't them on white people. He said, well, you're Christians, but here's the point about it. They never give you back. Said, well, Jesus, they tell you about Jesus and forgiveness and all of this stuff. He said, but they ain't never thought about, well, we don't dog the people out like I was saying. Let's give them their stuff back. Because we... Jesus, please forgive us. We sorry for oppressing these people. They ain't never gave up their power since they took the power, like here in America. They came over here and dogged out the native with their trickery and all of this old stuff they did. They ain't never, as so-called good Christian folks as they said they were, they ain't never called, so-called, said, well, we repent for this and gave the people back the land. Even they say Jesus tell you to do that. They ain't did that shit yet, and it won't happen. So if you good Christian white folks out there, y'all be talking about you got to call on Jesus and you must repent for your sins. You ain't repented for your sins and gave us as a native people, the aboriginal people on this planet Earth right here in America. You ain't gave us back our stuff you took from us. You ain't letting us run the government that we already had established over here. So with that shit, you don't believe in Jesus, your own goddamn self. If you did, you repent, give us our shit back. That's just how it go, y'all. Hey, y'all, well, that's it, man. It's been Culture Freedom Radio. We're going to get ready to get the hell up out of here. We're going to get out of here. We appreciate y'all for tuning in with us. Man, Culture Freedom Radio, y'all, it's been a blast. Hey, y'all, see y'all on Sunday. I don't know what the topic going to be, but we're going to have it up there, y'all. We appreciate this, y'all. Much-needed topic. Like Sister Teresa said, this has been a much-needed topic. Hey, we got much more to come, y'all. We're going to get into it, y'all. We ain't going to do all this history stuff. Really, we're going to get into some real stuff, dealing back with our community, man. Hey, we ain't going to wait on nobody else to do it, because it's like we talk about, we're not going to wait on no savior to come and try to save us. We're going to be our own savior. We're going to save ourselves. So we're not going to look for nobody else to address issues that's going on in the community. We're going to do it. We're going to throw the first punch, y'all. Hey, other than that, it's Coach of Freedom, y'all. We up out of here. Peace. Much love.
Oh, you inspire me to be the higher me. You make my desire pure. You make my desire pure. Just tell
what to say. I can't find the words to say. Please don't be mad with me. I have no identity. All that I've known is gone. All I was building on. I want to walk with you. How do I talk to you?
Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.